Decision is here. The Federal Reserve will begin its tapering process later this month. That's what the new FOMC statement just released now notes. They said that they hit that substantial further progress goal that they had been targeting. Now, the way that the taper will be done, it'll be done in a $15 billion a month increment. So they kind of spelled out exactly how they're going to do it. Keep in mind, right now, the Federal Reserve is buying about $120 billion. That's in agency mortgage-backed securities and U.S. Treasuries per month. The slowdown will be done at $15 billion per month, which means that starting in the month of November, this month, November, they'll be scaling back from $120 billion total to $105 billion. The breakdown of that will look like $70 billion for Treasuries, $35 billion for agency mortgage-backed securities. And then in December, it'll go down by another $15 billion at that point. It'll be $60 billion per month for U.S. Treasuries and $30 billion per month in mortgage-backed securities. Now, all this is fairly in the weeds, but again, does signal the Fed's first steps in starting to pare back the extraordinarily accommodative monetary policy that they've had since the depths of the pandemic. This has nothing to do with interest rate hikes. They're still holding interest rates at near zero, but they did say broadly on the economic outlook, they still see progress on vaccinations and strong policy support showing economic activity and employment strengthening. Interesting commentary with regards to inflation. They are still doubling down on the view that a lot of these high inflation readings will be transitory, but they did add new language. I want to read this to you. Quote, supply and supply constraints are expected to support continued gains in economic activity and employment, as well as a reduction in inflation. And then another part noting that supply and demand imbalances related to the pandemic and the reopening of the economy have contributed to sizable price increases in some sectors. So maybe the Federal Reserve trying to give some comfort to those worried about high inflation that at least the nation's economic steward still continues to see the case for those inflationary pressures to abate at some point, albeit maybe a little bit longer than Federal Reserve officials had originally seen. Now, to get into some of the more in the weeds aspects of this, again, a lot of the focus is going to be on the taper. None of this is going to shift the composition of what the Fed's balance sheet looks like. So for anyone that was wondering, is the Fed, as it tapers, going to bias against or forward the short end or the long end of the curve? There's no detail on that. The statement that was given to the New York Fed, which actually executes the tapering process itself, said that it will continue to be conducted across a range of maturities and security types in a manner consistent with current practice. And then one last point on the taper itself, the Federal Reserve insisting that it's flexible on this process. Quote, it is prepared to adjust the pace of purchases if warranted by changes in the economic outlook. And they said that the ongoing purchases and holdings of securities will continue to support the flow of credit to households and businesses. Translation, the Federal Reserve, even through its tapering process, is still going to support the economy. That's the big announcement from the Fed. We'll, of course, have that press conference from the Fed chairman in about 27 minutes. Of course, we'll be carrying that live right here on Yahoo Finance.